This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks tumble. Feel
the starlet crumble. You need a yen to make your mark. If you want to make money, you need the luck to make a buck. If you want to be good.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Just one more drop. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed? Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USAPrepares.com. Dr. Shealy, are you blissed?
Yes.
And, class, if you'd like to call in and chat with Dr. Norman Shealy, medical doctor, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And this is where converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Dr. Shealy, I got a call from Miles this morning. Miles is in Europe. He is one of our senior instructors. And Dr. Shealy, you, of course, are a senior instructor. And he said he wanted to call in and chat with us. And I said, that'd be great. So we're expecting his call. And if you have some medical concerns or issues and you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933. Dr. Shealy, I want to thank you personally for helping on the telephone with my mom on Thanksgiving, and she had a terrible bout. She ultimately, we found out what was wrong. She had a urinary tract infection, and it became so serious that it was in her blood, and she was admitted to Mercy Hospital, which we now refer to as No Mercy. And they treated her with Levaquin, which is a pretty powerful antibiotic. And she's home now. And but I can tell you, Dr. Shealy, about neglect at the hospital. It is the most serious thing I've ever seen. No Mercy Hospital has a... I don't even know what you call it. The way they staff the nurses and the aides, they work 12-hour shifts. And if you see the same nurse 2 days in a row, that's a miracle. And I don't like that. I like it when you see the same faces over and over again, because in my opinion, when you see the same nurse on Monday and on Tuesday and on Wednesday and on Thursday, that nurse may have five patients. And that nurse would say, whoa, I see a change since 20 minutes ago. Something's wrong. And they can act immediately. Or they can say, wow, there's a great positive change since yesterday. Things are working right. And they can report that to the doctor. But without the continuity of staff, there's no way. Wow, there's a helicopter flying over the farm. That's unusual. Without that continuity, that component of change in a person is missing. What do you think about that?
You're asking for common sense.
I am.
And ethics.
Mm-hmm.
What planet are you living on? You are.
Well,
you expect merciless to have mercy?
I started to relate this story about, and I didn't tell it exactly, but I mentioned that Mercy wanted to advertise on a radio station where you were broadcasting as a medical doctor. Now we're talking about Mercy Hospital in Springfield, Missouri. Can you share that story, Dr. Shilley? Would you like to?
It was still St. John's at that time. Mm-hmm. And one of my agreements with KWTO is that there would be nothing related to medicine or health advertised immediately before or during or immediately after my particular program.
Mm-hmm.
So one day, immediately, I'm talking about half a second before my program, there was an ad for their medical insurance program. So when it came on, I said, well, folks, I have to tell you, I cannot recommend St. John's Medical Hospital Insurance Program. I would suggest Cox is better. St. John's stopped $60,000 of ads on KWTO. And there have been no more medical or health ads immediately around my program.
Well, you know, it's and it only took one advertisement showing up for you to do that? Wow. Okay. Well, I was accused of having a very short fuse. And when I was broadcasting on KWTO, I followed your broadcast. By the way, that's how Dr. Shilley and I met. And so I said there was a coin company that was advertising. Well, here's what happened. The first day I was broadcasting, my very first day, I was in the studio, and there was a commercial for erectile dysfunction. First break. And I took my headphones off, and I was stomping around the studio like, who approved that? How did that commercial get on my show? And I was livid, absolutely livid. The engineer's looking at me like, what's with you? And so after the broadcast, I went into the front office, and I said, hey, who approved this? What's going on? And they said, like, who are you? You just got here. Who are you to make these demands about what kind of commercials run on your broadcast? And that was the last time that they ran that commercial. And then they had another commercial for a storage shed company. And in my opinion, it was not very well done. And it was the equivalent of a six-year-old talking about, you know, storage sheds. And I said, you know, I don't mind the storage shed commercial, but I do mind the way it was produced. And it's not professional, and I want it done right if it's going to be on my show, or it can't be. They said, you don't understand, this guy's been advertising for years. And I said, it's not my concern how long he's been advertising. If he's going to be advertising on my show, I want it done right. And so ultimately they fixed that. But later on they asked me about this coin company. They wanted to advertise this particular coin company. And I said, absolutely not. I know the guy who owns it. I am not comfortable with him. I do not want that. I do not want my listeners thinking that I support, endorse that particular company.
Oh, you missed a golden opportunity.
No, actually, I didn't. I didn't.
I'm teasing.
So here's what happened. The first time I heard it, I called the front office and I said, look, that's not going to work. And if you do it again, I am going to be likely to talk about it. Second time, third time, fourth time. The fifth time it happened, you know, I told him every time, don't do it. And the senior sales guy said, hey, Vinny, come on. They're such a great advertiser. It's a great fit for your program. You like gold and silver, and they are in the gold and silver business and be a wonderful fit. You know, please, please, please. And I said, absolutely not, because I know the guy. I know the owner, and I'm not going to recommend him. And so on the fifth time that it happened, I said, you know, that's it. That's it. Look, I don't recommend, I don't support, I don't endorse doing business with this company. I do not want them advertising on my show. I've mentioned it to the front office, and I don't know why it's advertising, but I am not recommending this company. That was one of the, you know, between that, my giving out the phone number for Greg Burris, the city manager, talking about the Chinese factory outlet, and the Baptist church that called the police on me twice, with the assistance of a local talk show host in Springfield, Missouri. Those things got me in the front office, and I got what's called the velvet hammer. The velvet hammer is, hey Vinny, we love you. They love you. We love you. They love you. Everybody loves you. You're doing great. Hey, you know what? If you talk about these things, that'd be wonderful. You know, like who's got the best hamburgers in Springfield? And if you talk about donuts and things like that, that's great radio. And by the way, it'd be good if you didn't talk about Ridgecrest Baptist Church. It'd be good if you didn't talk about the Chinese factory outlet, Walmart. It'd be good if you didn't talk about that coin company. And I thought it was just a suggestion. And it was not a suggestion. So if you're wondering why they don't even remember who I am over there at that radio station, even the owner would come to see me every time I went on the air in the studio. He'd come over and he'd say, who are you going to complain about today? And now when people say, you know a guy named Finelli? I've heard of him, but I never met him. That's the response. But anyway, I think that was why I am no longer broadcasting in Springfield, Missouri at that particular radio station. So I wanted to share that with you. Dr. Shealy, so Mercyless Hospital or No Mercy Hospital, I have called the CEO's office. And I am unable to talk with the CEO. I'm unable to talk with the CFO. I'm unable to talk with the COO. The only people who will talk to me are what they call patient safety. And I figured out what patient safety is. Patient class, I'm a survivalist. And my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433,
720-432-6433. I love sporting events. The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line. Because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Wal Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchase of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're live. Jeez. You know, class, I'm sitting in the studio 15 minutes early, you know, and I've got two atomic clocks here. Yeah, Rich Sheevan's with me. Rich, you've been in the studio. I've got two atomic clocks. One's digital and one is analog. And I really don't like the digital one. But so the display blanked out on it. I thought, no big deal. I don't need that digital one. I don't like it anyway. I like the analog clock. I've got, it's a clock like you used to have in the 1950s and 60s in the school classrooms. This great big, you know, like 14-inch diameter maybe clock with the red second hand. And it's perfect. I really like it. And it's clicking away, and I can see the second hand moving. And I've got 15 minutes to go. I look up a minute later. I've got 15 minutes to go. I look up a minute later. I've got 15 minutes to go. And I thought, whoa, what? I look at the computer clock, and it says 9:09. I missed it. So I got on the phone. I called our engineer, Kyle, and I said, you know, I'm looking at the atomic clock. And it's stuck. So one of them, the display blanks out. It's one of those LCD liquid crystal display clocks. The display blanked out. The other one, no, my failsafe, that one, battery's dead. So I did not have the correct time. So I'm just preparing my notes, and I missed the opening of the show. the broadcast class. So that's what happened, class. So Rich is patiently waiting in queue, and you know I'm off thinking that I've got 15 minutes to go. And so can we depend on some of these electronics? Sometimes we can. And here's what happens when you do, and battery fails. So I've got a redundancy. You know, I have a digital one, which is completely different manufacturer from the analog one. They sit on the same wall. I can look at them right across the monitors. There they are. And so that's what happened. So what Kyle did, Kyle, our engineer at GCN, he fired up a broadcast in queue, a rerun with Dr. Norm Shealy for the first segment. And so that's why the first segment does not match with the current live broadcast that you're hearing right now. It's all my fault. All my fault, because you know I don't change batteries before they quit, and probably I should go around testing all the batteries in our house, you know, for smoke backup, smoke detector backup, and so forth. But I haven't done that, so it's my fault. There you have it, Rich. Hey, welcome, Rich Sheban.
Well, thank you, Vince. I asked Kyle if while he was looking for you, I gave him your personal number, and I said, Kyle, would you like me to entertain the listeners by singing a few songs? And he goes, well, how do you sing? What do you sound like? I said, well, I live in Montana for a reason, because I sound like a wounded moose pulling his foot out of the mud when I sing. He said, hold on, I'm going to put you on hold. That's an emergency broadcast. I'm going to see if I can find Vince. But you know what the funny part was about this? When he actually did the rebroadcast, and you and Dr. Norm Shealy were talking about things, half of his broadcast was you talking about erectile dysfunction. And I guess this is one of the reasons why I always say life is up and life is down. I mean, it was the funniest thing in the whole world. I mean, you could not make this stuff up.
Well, okay, that was probably one of my early broadcasts in Springfield, Missouri, when I started broadcasting.
Yes, that was
and, you know, I'm in the studio. And, you know, I'm brand new, and I don't know how this works, and I'm nervous, and my knees are knocking. And then I hear this commercial, and it just frosted me. It's like, who put this on? It makes no sense to me. And then they had this child, this six-year-old sounding child, doing a commercial. And, you know, I'm sure the owner of the company, it was either his daughter or his granddaughter, he was really, really proud of this six-year-old. But it was terrible, terrible commercial, in my opinion. And so day number one, I'm having a problem with the radio station, and they're thinking, this guy just got here. Who does he think he is? You know, so I, you know, my standards were a little different from theirs, but ultimately they won. Ultimately they won. Their standards prevailed, and I was, you know, I was removed. And the funny thing is, they have no idea who I am. You know, I've only been there 2 years. We were their highest rated broadcast according to their engineer, and yet they don't remember who we are, to, you know. And it's interesting. Every once in a while, just for my own amusement, I will send the senior vice president of the radio station an email saying, hey, if you're interested in getting your ratings back, you know, give me a call. And they never respond. Rich Sheban, offgridmontana.com. We're going to be right back. We're going to be talking about what happened. What happened, cryptocurrencies, the current economic condition, how we got there, and whose fault it is. Rich is with us on Mondays. John Reagan is taking some time off. He's writing, and he...
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
DC,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Rich Stevens with us. John Reagan is taking some time off, and he is regaining his strength and his health. And he'll be back with us from time to time as he gets stronger, and he continues to want to be on the air with us. So That's Captain John Reagan. And please, if you're inclined to pray, class, please keep John Reagan and his wife Becky in your prayers as they continue to regain their health. Rich Sheeben, one man's journey off the grid. You live in Montana. Your book is been available for quite a while. It's, if you go to the website, Off Grid Montana, it's One New York Man's Journey to Off Grid Living in Montana. You live off the grid. You live in your cabin. You hunt fish. You prepare your own food. You hunt for food, and you you live the American dream.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I've helped a lot of people. I've given thousands of tours through my property, everything from edible medicinal plants to gardening and you name it, alternative energy, and just trying to be more self-sufficient and control one's own destiny. And that's where things are getting a lot tougher for the bottom 93% of Americans with all this political correctness and corruption, manipulation, fascism, you name it, we got it. And it's putting its toll on the American people. So I try to give ideas and solutions to people to think outside the box and not live the cookie-cutter, follower, politically correct mentality that's keeping people down, Vince.
Mm-hmm. No, I totally agree with you. Where would you like to start today, Rich?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'd like to start with, this is going to sound a little tongue-in-cheek, but it's actually going to be quite serious. I just sat down one day for a few hours and just thought of all the articles I've read just over the past few months, basically adjectives, nouns, and labels of the media blaming certain groups. And I just want to go over some of these labels, nouns, and adjectives, and tell you what percentage I think that they are at fault. And then at the end of that, I'm going to tell you who's really at fault. So the list goes as follows. And while I'm mentioning this list, I want you all to think about what are they going to do in the future to us. Okay, so here goes the list. The IMF, the World Bank, the Bank for International Settlements, all the central banks, the Federal Reserve, the Big Six banks, the cartel, the groups who demand the bars of standards and expectations to be lowered, any political correct group, any social justice warrior group, the Bilderbergs, Kissinger, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Illuminati, Gates, Bezos, Soros, and his 187 different companies and NGOs, the Clintons, the Russians, the mainstream media, the neocons, the establishment, the New World Order, the rhinos, the liberals, progressives, socialists, communists, Zionists, elites, aristocracy, fascists, Islam, brown shirts, mercenaries, feminists, wealthy top 1%, the deep state, powers that be, powers to be, powers that shouldn't be, or as like a lot of people refer to, them and they. Now, the reason why I did this, folks, is you got to remember the elite, the powers that be, the aristocracy, whatever you label you want to use, the number one MO is to distract, dumb down, and divide us by every group imaginable. Race, skin pigmentation, gender, sex, religion, ideology, generations, any way they can divide us. And that's why 50% of the question is from the mainstream media that's bought and paid for. Beyond fake news, they're bought and paid for by these groups and these people I just mentioned. Okay? Four or five companies control 95% of the information. And that's why they race bait, they gender bait, they sex bait, they religion bait, they ideology bait. They want to divide us by every group imaginable. Now, you're going to be shocked when I tell you what percentage I feel these groups are to blame for the demise of the middle class, loss of culture, traditions, and heritage. And the number I attach to these groups, folks, is 10%. Now, before, I can imagine how many people are, thousands of people are really ticked off that I said this all around the world. But this is who gets 90% of the blame. It's us. It's the silent majority. It's the people who are responsible for lowering the bars of standards and expectations in the groups. It's the people in the groups who are allowing for different set of rules, laws, and accountabilities based on what group you're in. Group identity politics is their number one weapon or arrow in their quiver under their playbook. The fear of the consequences of being politically incorrect, in other words, telling the truth. If you don't tell the truth, then all you're doing is being politically correct because you don't want to insult certain groups, which is the narrative, the meme, the theme, the talking points, transferred from the elites through the mainstream media as a tool, then what's the sense in talking, communicating, listening, going to school, bettering yourself, you know, trying to be good at your job or what you do? Nothing matters. Basically, what we have, folks, is we have a war, or a coup, if you will, against the right of the people to govern ourselves. If you want to continue to live in the land of the free and the home of the brave, we must all do some reading, do some research, and grab a microphone. The days or years of small talk and talking about the weather only is gone. Unless you want to lose every ounce of sovereignty that has been given to us by the millions of combat soldiers who gave their life for this country. Usually wars that were started by the big elite bankers and the hierarchy of the military-industrial complex. So if you want to give them satisfaction to continue to rule you, and you don't help try to read, research, and motivate others, then everything that we've worked for, every ounce of culture, heritage, tradition, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, freedom of speech, ability to protect yourself with the Second Amendment, everything will be gone real soon. And I realize there is a wake-up, and that's one of the reasons that Donald Trump got elected. And speaking of Trump, I just want to mention a couple things. This guy took a dollar salary, $1, one freaking dollar. He's a multi-billionaire. He put himself and his family's safety on the line for the average person. He's eliminated the TPP. He's eliminated the Paris climate change hoax agreement. He's fighting for the little people. He's not perfect, but you got to remember, for what he's accomplished, he's done a pretty good job for the lack of synergy that he has around him and the leakers in the White House and all the treasonous espionage and sedition that he has working around him. He's done a pretty decent job, and I think we need to support him. But most of all, we need to support our country. It has to be done from the bottom up and not the top down. And don't let, when these elites use these terms that we use, like bottom up, like when you hear Bloomberg or some multi-gazillionaire saying this, it's not bottom up, that's top down. In fact, I got an article here in front of me, folks. It's on goldsilver.com. It's about the Bilderberg meeting that's going on right now. Bilderberg, the most secretive conference, is out of touch as ever. They're not out of touch, folks. This is their plan. They use Hegelian dialect, professional wordsmithing, media propaganda, to control the people. They don't want you to control your own destiny. They want to cultivate followers, not thinkers. And we need to be independent thinkers. Don't believe anything that Vince says, that I say, that anybody says. Go read and research and look this stuff up yourself. 50% of the stuff that you read, I read a lot on finance and economy, 50% is a psyop. 50%, someone's trying to sell you something, a service or a product, and most of all, they're trying to make you think a certain way so you invest a certain way. And in this article I just referred to from the Bilderberg Group, the third article down says, why is populism growing? There's a question mark there. I hate the term populism. What it really means is the fact that populism is the bottom 93% of America who have lost the ability to control their own destiny in every aspect of life, financial, economic, social, and political. And that's why we need to discuss all four of those topics and use those rationale equally, evenly, even if we're discussing financial and economic situations. because the powers that be do not want the masses to wake up. They are literally using, making everything political with these politically correct buzzwords like equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity. And then if you don't toe the line, they give you these more of these politically correct buzzwords, like they call you extremist, controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, conspiracy theorist, intolerant, violent hater. This is all part of the plan, okay? So populism is really what the bottom 93% are trying to do, and that is control their own destiny. Now, if you think you're living in the land of the free right now and you can't even buy a food that's labeled GMO or not, when the Monsantos of the world are trying to control everything from seed companies to processed food, we're in trouble, folks. Okay? It's not just heart disease, but cancer and dementia, Alzheimer's, they're fighting for first place right now for death rates. I mean, we're in big trouble. So it's time for everybody to read, research, think independently, and most of all, grab a microphone. However you feel is necessary, however you want to do it, whether you write a book, go on a radio station, give talks, or you can be in the back room somewhere on your computer and shuffling stories and sending them out to, you know, places like USA Prepares, and we'll get it on the air. However you do it, we have to step up. Vince?
Just as you were saying that, I'm watching the statistics of our connection, and I got disconnected for about a second or two. It looks like it's stabilized, and I'm back. I've got a couple comments when we come back. Rich Evans with us, offgridmontana.com.
My name is Lee, and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes.
But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Shevins with us. And, Rich, you know, you were talking about independent thinking. And this jives with what you were saying before. A couple years ago, I was watching this news report.
Vincent, you online?
The reason I was watching this news report on television. Yeah, I'm here. I was watching this news report on television, and the reason I was watching it is it was about USA Prepares. They did a little special on us, and they were talking about this group, this meetup group we have, and these. Yeah, we're here. We're here. Can you hear us? Looks, from what I can tell, can you hear us now, Rich? You should. I'm having some problems here at the studio. My end, I've got some frame loss, but it looks like it's somewhat stable. Anyway, they did this television station did this little special report on USA Prepares and our meetup group. And they talked about Vincent Finelli and his followers. And it really made me angry. And I responded the very next day on the air with, no, these are not Vincent Finelli's followers. This is a group of individuals who are independent thinkers. However, they've come to the same or very similar conclusions. And they agree on a lot of items and a lot of topics. And they're going in the same direction, but they're not followers. They're independent thinkers. I believe that's Vincent, what you were talking about. We need to be independent thinkers. Is that right?
Vincent, I believe it or not, I lost you for, except for the last 5 seconds, I lost you for about 2.5, 3 minutes. I was cut out.
Okay. All right. You can hear me now, okay, right?
I can. Yeah, I don't know what's going on,
okay.
But...
Okay.
This happened to you in the last segment.
Maybe you've made some new friends.
Oh, I'm sure I have.
Okay, maybe you've made some new friends. And
I'm sure I have.
And they're interested in... Well, let me say it again. So there was a television station who did a special report on USA Prepares. And they talked about in this, like a three-minute news report, about how Finelli and his followers, you know, they mentioned Finelli and his followers. And I took exception to that, and I went on the air the next day and talked about how the people who come to the meetups and the expo and so forth are not followers. They're independent thinkers, and they just happen to be going the same direction. And that was my thought, and that is in concert with what you were talking about, being an independent thinker, acting for yourselves, ferreting out the truth, ferreting out the news from the fake news. And in that same line of thinking, there is a post on the internet right now, and it says, shock video. CNN creates fake news in London following terror attacks, stages anti-ISIS Muslim protesters. It says a video released a day after the Islamic terror attacks in London show a CNN news, CNN crew staging a scene with Muslims holding up signs saying ISIS will lose. So they manufactured this little protest. They say, hey, all you guys over here, here, let me give you, hold up, here are the signs, we'll provide the signs, here you go. You know, I'm using my deductive reasoning to figure out how this happened. I believe that the signs were provided by the crew that wanted to stage this little protest. So CNN is manufacturing news.
Absolutely.
And if they have a real tight shot, it may look like, there's like 100 or so protesters when there's like 12.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, Vince. In fact, this was on my list about today. Yeah. Yeah. What they're doing is go ahead.
Rich, we have some technical difficulties. I'm looking at a 2,000 millisecond delay, and here's what that means. 1,000 milliseconds is a second. So I'm looking at a 2-second delay between me on the microphone and Genesis Communications Network, and then there's a delay from you to Genesis. So we might be, in the neighborhood of 3 seconds. So it's going to be a little difficult, so we'll just have to be a little extra cautious with when we speak, and assuming that this delay will continue. I'm going to reconnect during the top there on news and commercial announcements, and we'll see if we can get this straightened out. Rich Shevens with us, offgridmontana.com. We'll continue this discussion when we come back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.